Buckeye Firearms Foundation spokesperson Jim Irvine says his group raised money because they believe Zimmerman's gun owner rights were being violated. The foundation posted a story on their website after the Justice Department ordered the Sanford Police Department to keep George Zimmerman's gun pending their investigation into civil rights violations in the case. The site brought in more than $12,000 from 48 states and three countries, and Irvine says the check was delivered to Zimmerman on Tuesday.
Because we want to help somebody who needs help, is the bottom line. And when the Department of Justice said, we're going to put a hold on all his property after he's acquitted and not return his stuff to him, we said, man, that stinks. This guy's in a bad spot. So we just thought, you know what, let's just raise a little money and help him out.
Irvine says because of their support, their website has been hacked and taken offline. The Buckeye Firearms Foundation is working with the FBI to find out who is responsible. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Jerry Kenney.